It was good to be back.
Yeah. What were the first couple days like, workout-wise, and then just getting to know?
It's a lot of new faces. It's kind of like an orientation, getting to new people, and it's good to be back to start this all-season training and trying to have a great year this year.
How do you view your role changing?
My role?
Yeah.
I don't know. All I can do is get myself in the best shape I can get in. So when the opportunity presents itself, I'll be ready to do whatever.
Have you had a chance to talk to Coach about, you know, their ideas for, you know, how they plan on using you and what's your comfort level with that, obviously, with the scheme changes?
I met with the coaches, defensive coordinators, position coach, head coach. I mean, we just mainly talked about, you know, just kind of, you know, what kind of, you know, what he's going to try to, his goal is try to shoot for this year. It wasn't really no detailing like our scheme or nothing like that. It was just kind of, you know, getting to know each other, you know, outside of football and just kind of getting to know each other's character-wise, so.
How is Nolan different from the coordinators that you've had so far?
I haven't worked with him much yet, but, you know, he seemed, you know, stand-up guy and he's very punctual. I know that about him from the Senior Bowl. But, you know, for the most part, you know, haven't gotten to that process yet, so it's still an evaluation process.
Is this six coordinators for you in 6 years?
It definitely is. Yeah, it's, at least I'm coachable. That's the way I looked at it.
So you're used to having to kind of start fresh? And
yeah, it's kind of normal now. It's just a normal deal for me that every year is just a new scheme. So
do you look forward to a couple of years from now finally getting like to come back and things haven't changed and you can kind of keep doing that, or are you so used to it now that it's just second nature that you change?
Yeah, pretty much second nature. It's nature of the business, I figure. It is what it is, and I just try to adapt and get acquainted quick.
Speaking of the nature of the business, not having Jay Cutler here, how's that?
Jay Cutler? Me and Jay Cutler, we came in the same year. You know, it was great playing with Jay Cutler. It's always good to have a guy like Cutler on the team. But, you know, that's out of my hands. It's, you know, that's, you know, I'm just a player who's trying to come and do his part.
You guys, I mean, obviously it's out of your control, so from a player standpoint, but just as, you know, a fan of football, and clearly it's your friend and teammate, and it has an effect on your team for next season, can you help but be curious and try and figure out the different scenarios and talk amongst yourselves, like, what's going on?
I mean, it's a lot of players that's not here. You know, we got Dre Bly, it's a lot of Ebenezer, it's a lot of guys. So I can't really just try to put my focus on one player, you know? So it's been like that since my rookie year. I remember a guy like Al Wilson, you know, kind of, you know, taught me a lot of things, but it's just the way it is. It's nature of the business. And all you can do as a player is just come to work and get better.
Those guys are not under contract anymore. Just under contract.
Well, I may not be in a contract. I don't know. Yeah, I'm fortunate. It's a blessing, you know. It's a recession out here, so I'm glad I'm not on the streets. But, you know, for the most part, man, you never know when's your time. And you just got to, for the most part, when you're here, take advantage of it. And just go out here every day and take full advantage of it.
What kind of attitude do you think you're going to see from this defense? Next year, just judging by the guys who they've brought in, how's it going to be different?
We're going to be nasty. You know, you give us a hammer, we're going to nail them all. That's how we feel. And we're excited. There's a lot of guys. We got, you know, proven starters from other teams. And, you know, guys like Brian Dawkins and an emotional leader, guys, proven winner. So it's kind of good to have all those pieces of the puzzle to kind of come together. All we have to do now is kind of go to OTAs and camp and get everybody gelled together so we can be on one page.
You say you're going to be nasty. How do you go about building that?
Just be more physical, just being more nasty. And, I haven't been a part of good defense in the NFL yet, so it's one of my main goals is to try to come out here and be more dominant. So
that starts with the line, right? You guys up front.
Yeah, definitely starts up front.
What's the difference in the feel of the organization now with this new staff that's here?
We're only been here for 2 days. Can't. Those questions, you got to wait to camp.
What about just that first team meeting yesterday morning? What was the tone of that like, dealing with a young, exciting head coach?
You know, Coach McDaniel's fired up. You know, you always want to play for a coach who's fired up. He's very confident in what he's doing. And we all going to be on the same page, and that's just the way it is. And, you know, first introduction was good. So we got to do our part as players to come out here in off-season training, work out, and get better physically and let the coaches in the front office deal with the draft and all that stuff. So when camp comes around, you know, we have all the things ready to go.
You mentioned Al Wilson was bringing to Brian Dawkins in here. I know he hasn't been in the workouts yet, but do you envision him kind of stepping in that same role that you had, you know, when you first got him?
I can't really say. I mean, he may be different, you know. So, you know, until we, you know, actually come out there and go, you know, on the field together and, like, interact and work out together, and I really don't know him. I haven't met him, so I can't really make those kind of assumptions.
How does the 3-4 suit your skills?
3-4? I don't know. Are we going 3-4?
You tell me.
I don't know. You telling me something. I don't know.
Even if you're not going to the 3-4, how would the 3-4 fit your skills?
I don't know. I never played the 3-4. So that would be interesting. It would be a bit exciting, I guess. A lot of plays has been made in the 3-4 defense. You look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, Baltimore. You know, a lot of teams, you know, are being very successful in that. You know, it might be a good changeup. I don't know. All I can do is get myself in good shape and make sure I'll be ready if just in case.
In terms of trying to get a feel for your new coach, that first team meeting, kind of seeing how he's going to handle you guys, him being so young, particularly under the circumstances, were you curious to see how he was going to handle that in the team meeting and what that might say about him as a leader?
I mean, it's too early to say, you know. I mean, the first impression was good, though. I think he knows, he's confident of what he's doing and what direction he's trying to go. So as long as the head guy is confident and know what direction he wants to go, it makes it easier for guys to follow.
Back to the 3-4, if y'all do end up going that way or in anticipation, you're going to work on some ball skill stuff? You're going to start catching more balls in case you have to drop back?
Yeah, I think I got an interception before. So
when?
Whatever, 2 years ago. So, I got a little hands for situations like that. I mean, for the most part, I like to hit quarterbacks. That's what I want to do, and hopefully I can continue doing that.
With the Jay situation, do you feel confident that if they get somebody new, that the base of the team will be, you know, solidified quickly, or how does that work for you? You know, even on the defensive side, I mean, because they are the anchor, quarterback is the anchor of the team.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I know, Jay's still on the team, so he's still the face of the team, I guess, and I mean, to any other message come across the screen, that's all I know.
How long do you need this how soon do you need this kind of to get resolved before it becomes something that affects the season? Obviously, it's super early right now, and there's plenty of time, but when would you say, as a veteran, does something like this need to be resolved before it affects the team?
I'm just a player out here trying to make plays.